integrative health info. At its best, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Running for the cure, walking for the cure, crawling for the cure, swimming for the cure. Where's the cure? Where is it? We've heard about these things all throughout the year. Definitely the big pink race for the cure. We think about breast cancer. Yes. But there are also a lot of different events. There's marathons and there's all sorts of events for things like leukemia and heart disease. Mm-hmm. Where are these cures? Where's the money? Where's the results? You want to talk about this, Dr. Decker Weiss?
Yeah, I do. And it's a very dear topic to me because I'm very upset about it. And yeah. I'm not somebody that puts pins in little FDA dolls. Okay. I don't have anything out. I don't have any axes to grind from the government. I don't have it. But simply what happened is the incentive to make breakthrough drugs was literally taken away from the FDA. And this is what happened. There used to be a rule, especially when Kessler was head of the FDA, and the rule was that if there was a drug out there working, let's say a blood pressure drug, let's say lisinopril, and they're working on a drug in research, and when the research is done, that research shows that it works either exactly as well as lisinopril or maybe not quite as effective, that drug would not be released. There's no purpose. There's already lisinopril. It's already low cost, effective, and it's already out there in the marketplace. So why release a duplicate, in essence? So after Kessler left, this is around the mid-80s, that rule was taken away. Then came 7-8 more kinds of ACE inhibitors like lisinopril. Rather than having one or two proton pump inhibitors like the omeprazoles or the little purple
Decker,
pills, now
talking,
we've got 8 of them.
All right, you are, so go list lisinopril. What is that exactly?
Blood pressure drug. It's a blood pressure drug, okay. And it was a class of drugs that really, in the world of cardiology, it's probably the safest, most effective pound for the punch. There's no question about it. But we don't need 8 copies. And that's what we have. And all of these other copies come out, and guess what? They're expensive. And the drug reps are walking into the doctor's office, and they're not talking about the low-cost lisinopril that's worked well and doing well. They're talking about this new drug that the research, you know, either isn't clear or shows that it really doesn't work quite as well, but that's where the money is. So what does it do? This costs us. This drives up healthcare costs exponentially. But to get back to the topic, where are the breakthrough drugs? They're not here because we have literally incentivized the drug companies to not make breakthrough drugs. Think about it, Holly. You can make a duplicate drug that's really, really close, and you know you're going to get this amount of the market. And you're going to wait just until that other one's off of patent to where it's cheap. And then you're going to release this new one. It's back on patent and make as much money. So you can do that, or you can take a risk. You can take a risk to develop a breakthrough drug that may never be approved. What would you do if you're a business CEO of a drug company?
Right.
And so that's why it frustrates me that, my God, we're pink football spikes and all of these walks and all these things. Where's that money really being spent into duplicate drugs? And yes, there's been a couple things for cancer, but Holly, do you feel that there's been any big breakthroughs in the drug world in the last 10 years that you've seen?
No. And I have to say that from observation, absolutely not. And I refuse to participate. And when you've got Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know, selling a pink bucket of chicken, or, you know, it's kind of like Jack Daniels. Wasn't it Jack Daniels? No, it was McDonald's that sponsored the Olympics. And I mean, I know that I'm doing a little bit of a lateral cross move here, but
it's the same thing, though. It's the same thing.
It is the same thing. You know, it's kind of like McDonald's sponsoring the Olympics is like Jack Daniels sponsoring the big AA meeting of, you know, it's like are you kidding me? You know, we've got to get, I think, the punch out of where the money is and get back to the heart and put the care back in healthcare, because people are being swindled. And then people that have extraordinary circumstances and or know somebody with extraordinary circumstances, meaning they have experienced one of these tragic diseases, breast cancer, leukemia, heart disease, they kind of get sucked into it because it's automatic support. You feel like you're actually trying to do something. But I do think it needs to be more clear. And I do think that if we have this pink thing that runs around every single year and in every single city, we really need to be asking for results.
Yeah, we do. And I'm going to take it farther, Holly. Okay. And I do this, and this is me, my opinion here. But I would say that if we weren't wasting our billions of dollars creating semi-duplicated drugs and releasing them and marketing to the public, what does it cost to market a new drug to the public, right? So it's not just the research, which that's our tax dollars. It's the marketing, the brochures, the sales reps to do that. If all of that money went to our American brain power, our researchers, I absolutely think that there'd be many more cures for cancer right now. Absolutely, without a doubt. And then if you actually did what Holly says and you cross it over and say, you know, hey, McDonald's, if you want to advertise to the Olympics, you got to serve healthy food. There has to be a standard to our young athletes about what it is to eat well and all that stuff. And the American Beef Council, you know, maybe you shouldn't be sponsoring American Heart Association events. Right?
Well, and I've got another sort of grind to axe to pick or whatever you say.
You did good. It's all covered. You covered it all.
It's the Girl Scout cookies. Mm. I was visiting my mother-in-law, and I went in to grab a little something from a chain drugstore, CVS. It was just a little, and I was just these lovely girls, right? Could you please buy our cookies? Could you please buy our cookies? There's no way I'm ever buying Girl Scout cookies, because I think that, listen, if they sold fruit baskets, or if they sold, I don't know, knowledge, or however else they could package it up. And I know that it's a tried and true tradition, that it's been around for a long time, that a lot of people look forward to it. But if we are ever going to change, I think we have to wake up. Wouldn't it be amazing if the Girl Scout people of America, the Girl Scouts of America, I should say, they're people, mm-hmm. just by saying that girls, you know, made this huge sort of stance and said, listen, we realize that this is fun, people look forward to it, but because of the state of our nation, we are not going to feed and fuel the dismay of your choices. We are going to definitely ask for your support, and we are definitely going to sell you something, but it's going to have value. It's going to be, and then fill in the blank. I don't know. I think we all could get creative, or let's create a contest. You know, people call in. What would you say as a healthy alternative should the Girl Scouts sell next year?
Yeah, and we're starting our kids off in junk food, marketing junk food. And here it is again. The intent is wonderful. It is sweet. The people doing the breast cancer walks, they want breakthrough drugs. They lost somebody. They know somebody. They are in the spirit of Susan Komen. They are buying the tape recorders. I saw a pink tape recorder, a pink blender I saw the other day. They're buying it. The market is responding to the emotions of the American Cancer Society in that. And here we are de-incentivizing drug companies to make breakthrough drugs. And it absolutely correlates over to the messages we're sending to the public about the whole thing. Here, kids, eat sugar. You don't have to buy it from the parents. Buy it from other kids. We're going to sell you junk food from kid to kid now. I mean, the parents, think about if Girl Scout cookies were only to be able to sold by adults. Would it sell?
All right.
No.
Exactly.
Of course it wouldn't sell. You know,
so
maybe
what are we? How can we how can we encourage our listeners to be more aware and take better action when it comes to, hey, where are these breakthrough drugs?
But here's the action step. Don't buy anything unless you think that that organization is genuinely out to create positive change in medicine. So, for example, research. If you're going to do a breast cancer walk, where does the money go? How much goes to research of new drugs versus administration? Girl Scout cookies, donate straight the money. Give the Girl Scouts, walk up and say, here's $10 for your envelope. It'll go to the Girl Scout cookies, but keep the junk food. Do that. There are ways to go around these things. Informed donors. That's what you want to be, informed consumer.
That's right. If you're informed, you're empowered. So the more information that you have, the more empowerment you have to make choices that you know are going to be congruent with how you feel. And you're also going to feel amazing because you know that your choice, once you make it with informed decision, is really going to make a difference that's congruent with your heart and your head. All right, stay with us, RadioMD.com.